I'm Dennis Kwiatkowski.
And this is Larry Jacobetz.
And we're here to talk to you about The Polar Express, which is the holiday film in current release about a boy who is losing his belief in Santa Claus. In fact, it's about a whole bunch of children who lose their belief in Santa Claus and who board a magical train to the North Pole. This film was so impressive in its conventional film release, in 2D, so to speak, that we simply couldn't resist a chance to see this incredible computer animation over live action at the Loews Metreon in San Francisco in IMAX 3D. And the IMAX 3D version is the one we're here to talk about.
You know, when I first saw the preview trailer for this back in November, I thought, no way am I interested in seeing this. It just looks kind of creepy and weird. But I went anyways, and not only did I end up liking it, but I think it would make an excellent annual holiday release. When I was watching it in 2D, I kept thinking throughout the film, wouldn't this look cool in 3D? And sure enough, you can't imagine just how cool it is. From the opening shot of snow gently falling, which feels like it's going to hit you on your nose, to a push-in shot on this boy lying in bed. You can feel the texture of the fabric. You can touch his skin almost. The 3D is so hyper-real and lifelike, there's absolutely no doubt that you end up feeling part of this movie. You're in this movie. It's extraordinary. It beats anything else I've ever seen. I kept laughing with delight at the illusion. It was amazing.
You know, everything about this film is enhanced in 3D. With maybe one exception, there's a roller coaster effect in the film, which is almost like that famous This Is Cinerama roller coaster effect from the first Cinerama film in the 1950s. And I thought that's going to really be a knockout in 3D. And it really wasn't much different than its 2D equivalent. But that being said, every little touch in this film is just more powerful in 3D. And I'm particularly thinking of that scene in the square with all the elves near the climax of the film. It's absolutely breathtaking. The detail, the sense of presence, and the sense of spectacle in the 3D version, it's enough to take your breath away.
Yeah, the layers of depth in this movie continually blew my mind. You could see as far as your vision can take you. It's pretty incredible. And it goes without saying that you notice things in this format that you don't in the standard flat two-dimensional screen. Again, watching it in 2D, if you're sitting there going, wouldn't this be cool in 3D? It really is. It's beyond your imagination. And it's almost a little bizarre in a way that some of the movements and the way the characters look, they're almost human quality. It looks kind of freakishly cool in 3D. There are sequences like the train skating across ice where it's a little show-offy, but that's perfectly fine. And even presented in a widescreen ratio covering roughly two-thirds of the giant IMAX screen, the image adequately fills your view. It's really an experience. I would hope that they release this in 3D every year because I'd go. This is a real experience that I highly recommend.
The Polar Express captures the spirit of the holidays and gives some insight into the meaning of the season as well. In IMAX 3D, it's quite an experience.
And an additional note, if you go to see this at the Tech Museum Dome in San Jose, it is not presented in 3D. The Dome does not show IMAX films in 3D, so just be warned.
Thank you, Dennis. Thank you, Larry. Cellular Dreams correspondents Dennis Kwiatkowski and Larry Jacobetz on The Polar Express in IMAX 3D, now showing at the Loews Metreon Theater in San Francisco. Thank you, guys. It's time for intermission here on The Movie Show. When we return, early holiday Christmas cheer with Elf, now on DVD, movie reviews of Bear Cub, Blade Trinity, The House of Flying Daggers, and Closer, a movie ticket giveaway, and a whole heck of a lot more after these words.